You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Can I get a witness? You mess around with these shell shop men, they'll burn the house up with you and them little baby children in there. So I said, forgive me, I'm still repenting. As I opened my mouth and said to the congregation, how stupid can I be when he got men houses and you don't have to go through hell or stay in that house? You can get him and he'll provide for you in the house. It might not be the one you want, but it'll be a house with a roof over your head. I come to praise him today. When you hear, I require of you, that's his word. You look around, I rebuke that spirit, I'm required of you. Because you've been playing with me too long. You think I'm a sugar daddy. I am that in some moment, but don't take me to be your sugar daddy. I repented many days when the water leaking on my head. I repented many days when the flow fell in. I repented many days when the cabinet fell off the hinges. It's a price you pay when you won't let God. You won't hear. We won't hear because you go tell somebody, let it go. I don't work too hard. I ain't letting nothing go. You better get up out of my face before I slap you. He said, let it go. I ain't going to do it. So you keep on working on trying to keep it. It'll take you out of here sometime. I told a person from my experience, every time I look up, they were talking about this darn house. I said, you think God only built one house? You got it mixed up. Let them have the house. I can't do it. I said, well, get out of my presence. You catch the hell that you say you can't do. You want the hell? Keep it. I ain't wasting no more of my time because I done told you the truth. You are my brother, and I should have love for you when you in trouble. If you've been in trouble and God brought you out, you got something to tell your brother and sister. Don't worry about your name ain't Bishop Tutu. Bishop Tutu might ain't went through nothing. He just got some learning. But when you done been through it, that's a learning. That's an experience. If don't nobody listen, you remind yourself. I hearken to the voice of the Lord. I'm so sorry. I thought I was supposed to have it. Because we look at our natural work. We look at what I've done. I'm helping somebody up in here who jacked up on a house today and get mad if you want to. You can have a car problem. I bet you walk long enough, you will have some problem, you will know. A few animals come in and you can't get them out. Amen. Are we listening? He don't have to come. Because somebody will say, I believe God can come in this building. You tell them a lie. His spirit will come in and you don't recognize his spirit in here. Amen. If he come in the natural man, you'll be in a lying denier, so it ain't him. So he'll release his spirit up in here for those who will listen. Be discerning. Be attentively. I need something from you. Because I'm tired of catching hell, me and my stupid self. I bring trouble to myself. God can tell you don't do it, but I'm going to do it. He said, go on and do it. I'm going to let you do it so you'll know the power I possess. You're going to cry out to me, but I ain't going to hear you because you've been rebellious to me. You taking me for a toy to play with. I'm in the house. Because when we keep doing the same thing, you don't believe that there's a God. You just heard about him. And you don't know the power of him. He'll put you down and you can't get up. He'll set you down. I ain't here to lay you down or take you out of here. But I give him praise because I want him to hear my cry when I've been rebellious and stiff-necked and hard-headed. Disobedient generation of people, look at our youth. They don't believe nothing. They believe getting high is the best thing to happen to them. Some of these 14-year-old children on that strong drug, they don't even hear their mama, don't even know where they at. They don't care. Go to school and sit up there like a lummy dummy. I ain't got to do nothing. Don't mess up with my sleep because I got to get it on. Some don't even go that direction. And their mama them up there trying to pacify them demons and spirits in them. School ain't nothing but a institution for you to get rid of them for 8 hours or however many hours they stay. But he says, yea, they made their hearts as a abominant stone. That's hard. They should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophet. We don't hear nothing. Because unless we somebody prophesying good things to us, we ain't going to hear nothing else. That's right. Amen. Don't hear much of that, but we write it down and put the date on it in the time. Every month I'm going back to it. I wonder when my prophecy going to come. Somebody prophesied to me that I was going to be a millionaire. I've been working on it. Ain't nothing happened yet. They might have been telling you a lie. You can be a millionaire in serving God. Because he'll supply everything that you need. And your credit don't have to be good. He'll just blow your mind because he said, go down there. I'm hearing what he say. Can I get anybody to come off your bougie high? Are you worrying about your credit? Worry about your soul. Because your credit ain't going to get you in heaven. It might have the tendency to take you to hell because you keep on getting all kind of ism and schism playing. Paperwork messing up a whole lot of people. Go down there and get them people money. And see, won't they come put your tail in prison? Thank you, Sister Carolyn, for checking on me. You go down there talking about I'm going to build something. You go up there and build your room on your house. They're going to take the house and put your tail in jail, too. Then all that accomplishment, everybody talking about you. It's a few in the city now. Stop speaking to people when you come out from under the bridge. You right back up under there now in prison. I ain't hearing nobody. And I ain't talking about Corrine Brown and some other folks. I ain't hearing nobody. I could have got some money to get a hurting women house, but the state can't run the hurting women house. Jesus got to be. And if he said he'll do it, I got to wait on him to do it. And I ain't been selling no Coca-Cola bottles and no chicken dinners either. I ain't hearing nobody. If you want to sell something, give me the money, I'll take it. To put on the hurting women house, but they ain't told me to sell that chicken dinner. If I make one, I'm going to eat it. And Apostle going to eat the rest, and we won't have nothing to sell no way. He said for me to believe him. Trust him. Do what he say do. I ain't hear nobody. There's a whole lot of people want to come in and do what hurting women. No, if God ain't told me to tell you to do it, you ain't doing it up in here. I don't care how skillful you is. And I meant what I say. Because God ain't playing with me. You're going to have to know what you're talking about. Don't need to know you got a PhD in what? In stupidity? No, I want to know if you got a degree in going through. You want to tell something, going to shock some people that the Lord brought you through. I was the number one night runner. And God allowed me to sleep at night. Now tell that. My God, had a calling card number and it wasn't calling Jesus. Can I get somebody to help me? The word of God is despised because we can read and if we don't go line by line and precept by precept, we think it ain't God. You know, they are not trained by who? Who is the best trainer you can get? He can train you how to obey him. And lead from them. Because we get up all over this old political junk. Don't nobody want to hear about your success. Some people catching hell. You tell them you caught hell, but God, I call a hope to Jesus. And he didn't pass me by another time. You hear the song, oh, Savior, don't pass me by. He ain't passed nobody by. You passed by him. We know that old church song. Oh, they get happy and fall out. You scared. You just lying. You want to feel like you're important today. And you can't shut them down with the singing. They go on by 2 hours. He ain't passed you by, you passed by him. Don't pass me by, you ain't asked him to come. Because his word will come and empower you. My God, I was sick from sin, most of all. I went to a church in Old Leicester. I don't know how we flew back in them bushes, but my mama was determined to get me to this prophet. And I ain't want to go. I was looking like I was the Christ best friend. Half nappy. Broke up and tore up. My mama said, I'll come and get you to Jacksonville. I don't want to go. She said, I'm coming to get you. And now I could hear those ringing in my ears. God will make a way. Oh, the Lord said it so much to it, I can feel it even now. I said, if I don't get up out of here, I'm going to explode and bust open. I mean, they walk. I would try to see. You can tell people when they don't want Jesus, they sit on the back row. Somebody forced them to come, so they sit on the back. I'm talking real. So I sit on the back row because I ain't want to go. My mom, I'm going to take you back. She didn't drive that well at night, but she was determined to get me. So my older sister and I went. And I said, I'm so sick and tired of this in my ears. But the prophet came back in the bank where I was at. I said, ooh. And the prophet laid his hand on me. And said, I said, God, say he going to heal you. Sometimes we don't want what God has for us. Because we've been in bondage so long and we think this is the way we're supposed to live. I was sick and I can't tell you where I was sick and I was sick all over. My God. But I need your CD, Koshabai. But the spirit of the living God, how my God touched the impurities that were within me. My God. This lady was out of Chicago. I've never seen her again. But I got in touch with Jesus again and again. Because the healer will come if you're available for him to come. We got up on things and people. Sometimes a man that don't mean you no good. But you want to keep that man so you can say you some good. I ain't hear nobody in the house. My God, you can't serve him and serve another God because he's a jealous God. You get up in the morning and fix dinner for somebody, breakfast for somebody don't deserve it and don't appreciate it. Somebody help me in the house. You won't get up in the morning and say, I praise you because you are a mighty healer. I praise you because you gave me another chance. My God, I want your word to come down and filtrate me in the inside. That I know that there is hope for me. Can I get my tea people to stop being ignorant of the things that God requires? He wants us to move from our old stony, nasty hearts and stop blaming somebody else for our wrongdoing. I ain't hear nobody in the house say this man or this woman has done these things to me. But if we check in, we did it to our own self because we didn't call upon the name of the Lord and say, allow your word to come and allow me to come to be alive. Hallelujah. Can I get somebody? Oh, Jesus. Huh? We right back right there now. Huh? Because we got so many guns, huh, that you can't come in. Huh? We done shut down the living God, huh, because there's not room for him in here. Huh? But I praise you today, huh, for all your benefit. Huh? Can I get somebody to help me? Huh? Help me call Jesus. Huh? Oh, Jesus. Huh? Oh, my God, the enemy despises the word of the Lord. But, oh, Jesus, the wrath of God is dangerous. My God, and when God got enough, it's more dangerous than we can imagine. Oh, Jesus, allow your word to come to be alive down on the inside of me, where it'll shelter me, it'll protect me from the cares of this life. I give you praise. Oh, my God, when you make up your mind, I come to be willing, and then I can hear, I ain't hear nobody in the house, we got some people been in church all their life, and they ain't heard nothing but what I want to hear, but that ain't no benefit for you, but when I began to say, I want your word to come down inside of me, and make a difference in me, not that I understand it, I hear a lot of people say, I read it, and I don't understand it, that's just a cock out. You open up your spirit, man. Oh, word, which is Jesus. Come on inside of me. Hallelujah. I bless you today. The people of Israel, just like we are. I get so sick of we talking about other people and don't talk about ourselves. Don't care what he give us, we still in our rage for more. He give you one man, that ain't good enough. You want three. You got something wrong with you. Because one ain't enough for you. I ain't hear nobody in the house. Same thing with women. We got men just got a line of demons. Old Sue Bell, Mary Jane, Cockeyed Lucy, Deranged Sally. You just got so many, you don't know which one messing you up. I ain't hear nobody. It's okay if we don't believe it. When you come to be willing, see, everybody think that people will make a shame of the God that you want to come in. I'm a witness that if you make up your mind to do it the way God said do it, he won't not allow his word to be made a shame. I've been doing this out in the open 29 years. And when I start doing it, I ain't have no heroes to tell me that ain't of God. God will allow me to go into a place and I jump up in the chair. If he said, lay your hand on this, and I'll do it. Sometimes I even open the book. I ain't hear nobody. But a spirit will get jealous when you come to be willing. Because they ain't been willing to be drugged through nothing. They ain't willing for people to laugh at them because they go to court and they get their way. I ain't hear nobody because they keep kicking with the salt sale, with the witch whap work. I ain't hear nobody. But when you ain't got nothing but Jesus, people make a fool out of you, but they ain't making a fool out of that Jesus. And when somebody done took something from you, say they deserve to take it from you, I ain't hear nobody in the house. We got a whole lot of them candidates. You ain't got nothing to tell God people what he can do because you been in control yourself. Amen. You ain't been laughed at. You ain't been kicked out of a place. And somebody take what you deserve and say, get it here, it's mine. I ain't hear nobody. You ain't got nothing to tell what God can do. You just a liar in your own self. My God. I thought I was going to get around to talking about fasting. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And that old Lucifer come to challenge him. Don't you think he'll come and get your tail? If you will be. That's what the enemy would do to you and I. If you are. Oh, anybody been challenged with that? I say he's a healer. I say he's a deliverer. And I don't need to get your information. I need to believe he can. All the nasty stuff that I've been involved in. Why would I want to find out what you say? You weren't there when I was doing all these things. So I know that what he can do. Amen. Can I get somebody? Amen. Got two more and then I'm going to let you go. Therefore it come to pass that as he cried and they would not hear. The Lord is crying out to you and I, but we won't hear. We won't stop doing what we want to do. Amen. He can get our attention about 30 minutes. And we cry and fall out. We don't want to stay out but 5 minutes. The rest of it, I want to be fixing myself up. Amen. Can I get a witness? But he wait on you and I. And we think that we got it right because it's about us. Amen. But sometime he'll allow you to go through. And go through and go through. And I ain't talking about no days. I'm talking about some years. Amen. Amen. It ain't nothing you can do. Can I get a witness? You be on all kind of popping pills, street drugs, and medical drugs, too, and it still ain't doing you no good. Amen. You just a junkie high on whichever way you got high. Can I get a witness? Yes, ma'am. So it will be a plus. As the word of God said, the day you hear my voice, which is my word, harden not your heart. But we ain't listening because we done took God's house as an entity to get me some rest. An entity to check my cell phone message. An entity to text somebody. I listen to old crazy Pastor Grant. You heal? But if I catch you messing with me, I'm going to sue you. And I want to pay my cough. I'm going to buy me some designer shoes. And some dresses too. And I'm going to tell you I bought it with your money. I give you a little, my brother, all right? All right. All right. Because I ain't selfish with when God bless me. You made and blessed me because I told you I was going to sue you. And you didn't believe me. I got to sue you. Yes, sir. So when I get this money, I'm going to pay off some things and buy me some things and go on me a trip. Now, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Because I asked you, don't do it to me. And since you don't think I'm playing with you, I'll show you I ain't playing. I'm going to have you down there in small, clean cloak. If we can't get it there, we're going to go to the high court. Well, we have to take it. Ain't hear nobody. He telling us, let me come in. I'm a problem solver. That meant for your bad, I'll turn it around if you let me. You know, some of us been on slow streak. That's what I'm going to say. Slow streak make you think that you got it together. Slow streak is a bad streak to be on. Amen. Everything moving and you slow. Yeah. Is that can I get a witness? Sometimes the Lord will send you in search. You need to get more of me. But why? Why? Because you're going to need me right around the corner. Amen. You're going to need me to be your source. Amen. In the wee hours of the night, I'm going to wake you up and you can't find down one of your boobs. Because they don't want to be bothered with you. They discovered that you got a mind problem. I ain't hearing nobody. When you come over, I just want to talk to you. I ain't coming because you're going to try to rape me. No. I ain't hearing nobody. That's enough of that, but that's the truth anyway. Because you refuse my call. I've been calling out to the sinner man. I've been lying some things that happened in your life. Oh, sinner, do you want to be saved? And the sinner man say, I'm straight. I'm doing good right here. Well, man, I'm going to get my dope tomorrow. And my boo going to come by the next day. And the next one going to bring me my alcohol fix. So I don't need nothing. I'm straight. And hear me. But he said, but I'm calling. You refuse my calling. Amen. I've been lying some things that happened in your life, and you still ain't made up your mind. You've been going through hell or high water, and it still ain't got your attention. Amen. Can I get somebody to help me over here? Amen. Now, I've been waiting there on you. Now, I'm going to let you know I'm God because I'm going to get your attention. As you know, when God bless us with something, we have a tendency to back up on him. We need to get us a vacation. Now, no vacation ain't wrong. A vacation, whichever one you want to say. It's nothing wrong with it. But don't leave God from when you done got some of his stuff. Amen. Don't leave him. Please don't leave him. Because when you leave him, he didn't leave you. You left him. And it'll be hard back for you to get back with him. Sometimes you've been going through about 15 to 20 years. I'm talking about hard, cold hell or high water. If I raise a list up in here today, how many people been thrown out those? I raised my hand the first time. Did I ever thought that I was going to be outdoors? No, I didn't. You either. I ain't hear nobody. But you can't come up out there when you are sure that you got a house. I ain't hear nobody. I hear, I've been on this job all the years. What they got to do with you not having it on next week? And no benefits from it. I ain't hear nobody. You don't know how he's calling us. And we refuse to listen. We refuse to obey him. I ain't hear nobody. Now, the temple been torn down. We can go over now, but I want to talk about me and you. When the enemy done torn down your little glass playhouse and all your stuff up in there, you know, when we done got stuff of God, we got some stuff going on. We got some friends. We got some new added people in. A black old girl, I've been waiting for you because you the brick house I've been waiting on. The Lord told me, you telling a lie, that's that demon telling you. Lord, I'm through with you now. He done came to get me and my children. You and your children finna start catching hell. Because we reject him. And when we reject him, that's a price we must pay. And I ain't telling you nothing that I have not been guilty in. That's why I don't teach religions and tradition, because you can mess people up with religions and tradition. You go around and whore around and do what you want, and God supposed to bless anyway. He don't operate like that. Amen. You go around and tell lies on your brothers and sisters and do all kind of dirty things. He going to get you for that. Amen. Calling up people on the phone talking about somebody you really don't know because you don't live in the house with them. Church world guilty of that. Somebody dropping a pill over there and it's a destroyer. Then you come, ain't nobody right, won't you get right? And that'll be one person right. Amen. I don't go to church because ain't nobody up in there right. Well, you go up in there. Since you so right. That's a starter right there. And you'll be the first, but you won't be the last. Somebody call me up. It don't take all that church. I said, take Jesus, and you ain't ready to get none of him. Don't play with me. You can't drop nothing in my spirit. I know where he brought me from. Amen. This building don't save nobody, but you can get some strength looking at people. Don't look like you. Amen. Don't act like you. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. Some don't believe like you. Amen. Is it okay? Amen. One more and we gonna go. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nation. When the enemy tear your playhouse down, he scattered everywhere. And most of the people who help you to tear it down, you don't see them no more. They come by every time when God want to get you up from being messed up. They come back. The Lord says, I got a word for you. I said, well, you keep it for yourself. I'm looking at the word. And I'm applying the word to my daily living. In a hard place, I don't know about you. I ain't want nobody to prophesy. I got a monument over there and I ain't got no money to get over there. And you don't believe that you're going to get there. Let's tell the truth. God transitioned us to get in a place with him. And whoever say different, I say you're telling a lie today. Amen. You just don't hop over there because your name gold. Some people got some counterfeits. Check all these big rocks on people's fingers. Take them down there to the jewelry store. They'll beat you up on taking that dude out of there. Not everybody, son. But we don't want him to leave us. I had some notes down, but I don't never follow notes, so I just do it so I can feel good that I got something. But nephew, I need you to come.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.